Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Well, our listener support campaign continues, and as always, you can send in a one-time donation, support.greatdetectives.net, or use the Zelle app to send a box 13 at greatdetectives.net, or by mail to Adam Graham, P.O. Box 15913, 15913, Boise, Idaho, 83715. But our focus is on Patreon support. You can become one of our Patreon supporters at patreon.greatdetectives.net. And for little as $2 per month, you can support the show. You get my monthly newsletter. And you also get to vote on our summer series, what we will do each summer. This past summer, listeners voted for Top Secret, which I think won by like just one vote. Definitely a membership does have an impact. And again, full details at patreon.greatdetectives.net. Well, now we're going to get into today's episode of Dick Tracy. Original air dates, February 22nd, February 23rd, 1938. Titles are Dick Captured and Escape.
All adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans, stand by. Dick Tracy is on the air.
Now, the makers of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those specially delicious quick energy cereals that are shot from guns, bring you another exciting Dick Tracy adventure. Say, don't you wish you could go on some of those adventures with Dick Tracy the way Junior does? Wouldn't that be keen? You'd have to be on your toes, though, ready for anything. And you'd certainly need lots of trigger-fast energy to keep up with Dick and Junior. Of course, you get lots of trigger-fast food energy in those grand-tasting Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice breakfasts that thousands of alert, active boys and girls and grown-ups enjoy so much every day. Because those two delicious cereals are shot from guns. When the sun-ripened grains of wheat and rice are shot from these special Quaker guns, each grain is actually exploded to 8 times its size. All the tiny, hard-to-digest food cells are unlocked so that you get their food energy much more quickly and easily. So be sure you get lots of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice for breakfast. The oftener, the better. And make sure there's some in the pantry now. If there isn't, ask Mother to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice at your grocer's. Dick Tracy has been guarding a mysterious pearl, the Black Pearl of Osiris, from the Mogul and his society of thieves who make their living by selling valuable works of art and other priceless objects. In our last episode, we heard how a board of inquiry had cleared Humi Batik, an Egyptian worshipper, of the Black Pearl, and had condemned Dryden Small, a collector of Egyptian relics and member of the Mogul's gang. Small is now in a hospital recuperating from certain injuries. While Tracy and Junior went to tell Humi Batik the good news, the Mogul surprised Pat Patton in his apartment and placed him under a hypnotic spell. It was through this method that the Mogul hoped to gain possession of the Black Pearl of Osiris. Will he succeed? We'll know in a moment.
And now, Patton, you are completely under my influence. You understand that?
I understand.
I will now give you certain commands, and you will carry them out. You will be unable to help yourself. You will find that you are forced to do what I command you to do while you are in this hypnotic trance. You understand?
I will not be able to help myself. I must do as you command.
You will go about as if you were not hypnotized, but all the while you will be under my influence. And now, Patton, this is what I command you to do, so that I may be able to gain possession of the Black Pearl of Osiris. When Dick Tracy comes back, you will be seated at this desk writing letters, as if nothing had happened. Then, after a few moments of idle conversation, you will say to Dick Tracy...
Oh, hello, Dick. I'm still writing my letters.
Yeah, so I see. Using my best stationery, too.
Did you see Humi Batik?
Yes, yes, Pat. He was very happy when I told him the news. Have there been any calls? Any word about the Mogul?
No, none at all.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure, Dick. Why do you ask that?
No reason at all.
Say, Pat, you should have been there when we told Mr. Batik about the Board of Inquiry. Dick's got everything all planned, too. He's going to send the...
I'll tell Pat about my plans later, Junior. You better get ready for bed.
Oh, Dick, it's early yet.
Not that early. Good night, Junior.
Oh, gee, you're always treating me like a kid, Dick.
You going to turn in early, Dick?
No, I don't think so, Pat. I think I'll drop in at headquarters for a little while to see how things are going. Maybe some news on the Mogul. I'm afraid I can't get much rest while the Mogul is still at large.
No, I suppose not, as long as he's still after the Black Pearl. That ring you're wearing, Dick, you've still got the Black Pearl concealed in it, huh?
That's right.
Well, Dick, I was thinking it might be a good idea to let me have the ring for a while.
No, Pat, I wouldn't part with that ring under any circumstances. Why do you want it?
Well, Dick, the Mogul's loose, and he knows you're carrying the Black Pearl in that ring. There have been several attempts to get the ring away from you. You know that. Well, there may be other attempts, too. And it seems to me it'd be better if I carry the ring for a while, just in case anything happened to you.
Yes, I see, Pat. One moment. I want to step inside and see what Junior's getting ready for bed. Be back in a moment.
What's the matter with me? Why do I want that ring? I didn't give him the right reason. There's another reason, but... Oh, I don't know what it is. There's something wrong, but what, I don't know.
Yes, he's getting for bed. Ready for bed, all right. How about that ring, Pat?
Yes, the ring. Dick, don't you see my point? This fellow, the Mogul, will stop at nothing, not even another attempt to try to get it away from you. Don't you think that pearl would be much safer in my possession?
Yes, I think your point's very well taken, Pat. As you say, it is possible that another attack may be made on me. Another attempt to get the pearl. The Mogul wouldn't be apt to suspect that you're carrying it. Here you are. Put the ring on your finger, Pat, and never take it off for an instant.
Oh, I won't, Dick. I won't.
Excuse me. Tracy speaking. What's that? Escaped. But how? Why weren't you on your toes? Well, why didn't you stay on duty? I see. Well, you'll hear about this later.
What is it, Dick? What's happened?
Dryden Small has escaped from the hospital.
Small escaped? But how? He was guarded, wasn't he?
Yes, but Fielding, the man on duty, decided to step out for a smoke. Small was sleeping, he said. At least he thought he was sleeping. Fielding got back, Small was gone. Escaped through the window and down the fire escape.
Don't you think you'd better get down to headquarters?
No time for that. I'll have to issue orders from here. Give me that phone.
Wanted, Dryden Small, Egyptologist for grand larceny. Height 5'8", gray hair, blue eyes, wears glasses, escaped from city hospital at 11 p.m. Make all reports to Dick Tracy at headquarters. That is all. Calling all cars, calling all cars. Be on the lookout for a man answering this description. Height 5'8", gray hair, blue eyes, wearing tortoiseshell glasses. All police cars in vicinity of City Hospital, keep a double watch for this man. Escaped from City Hospital at 11 o'clock tonight. Wanted for grand larceny. That is all.
That you, Patton?
Yes, Mogul. What do you want?
Step in here, into this doorway.
Is that your car at the curb?
Yes. But never mind that. Where's the ring? You got it from Tracy, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
You make an excellent subject for a hypnotist, Patton. Give me the ring.
Yes, Mogul. Just a moment. Get it off my finger.
Mm. Did you have any trouble getting it from Tracy?
No, I guess I said what you told me to say, and he gave it to me. Here it is.
Ah, good. Oh, I've wanted it a long time, and I've wanted to get this ring and the pearl it contains. It will bring me a fortune, Patton. You've been a fine hypnotic subject and done an excellent job, old boy. Now listen to me. Listen carefully. It's now almost midnight. At the stroke of 12, you will wake up out of your hypnotic trance. You will remember nothing of what has happened. You will be unable to remember what you did with the ring or to whom you gave it.
One moment, my friend.
Tracy!
Yes, Tracy, and I've got you covered. Put up your hands.
No, he tricked me. Patton wasn't under my spell after all.
Oh, yes, yes, Patton was under your spell, all right. But I sensed that something was wrong. He wasn't himself. He didn't act normal somehow. I gave him the ring, all right, but I decided to follow him here even so, because Dryden Small escaped. I'm needed at headquarters.
Small has escaped?
Yes, yes, the police are looking for him now. Just as they're looking for you, my friend.
Oh, you're very clever, Tracy. I'm afraid I may have underrated you. I'll know better in the future.
You're not going to have very much of a future.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, Tracy. Once before, if you will remember, you had me in your custody, and I was ungracious, or, shall I say, clever enough to escape.
I should have thought of that cataleptic trance trick when you posed as dead. However, it's going to take more than a trance to get you free this time.
Oh. What's that?
Steady, Pat, steady. You're all right.
Where am I? What are we doing here? How did we get here?
You've been hypnotized, Pat. You're just coming out of it.
Hypnotized? Me? What? Well, I don't remember anything at all, Dick.
That's because I ordered you not to.
Oh, this beats me. I don't know what it's all about.
Well, I'll explain to you later, Pat. Meanwhile, we've wasted enough time. I'll trouble you for that ring, Mogul.
Oh, yes, to be sure. The ring. The secret ring which contains the black pearl of Osiris.
Yes, yes. Hand it over and be quick about it.
Well, under the circumstances, I suppose I'd better. There seems to be nothing else I can do at the moment.
There is nothing you can do.
Perhaps there is nothing he can do, Mr. Tracy. But I can do a great deal.
Small! Dryden Small!
How did you get here, Small?
Very simple. After I made my escape from the hospital, I went at once to the Mogul's secret headquarters. I got there just in time to see him drive off. I followed in a taxi and stayed out of sight to see what was going to happen.
Very clever of you, Small. I was never so glad to see anyone in my life.
Thanks. Fortunately, I was on the spot and I saw everything. I saw Patton hand the ring over to the McGull.
You saw me hand over the ring?
And I saw you arrive, Tracy. Watched you as you slipped along in the shadows, keeping the McGull covered. Isn't it too bad that you had no idea that I, too, was slipping along in the shadows, keeping you covered?
Oh, good work, Small. If I had planned it myself, I couldn't have planned it any better.
I intend to be well paid for what I've done, Mogul. Remember that?
You will be well paid. Don't worry.
Well, now, if you gentlemen are through congratulating each other and talking about the division of spoils, you might tell me what you intend to do with Patton and myself.
Well, thanks to Small, Tracy, I still have the secret ring and the black pearl it contains. And as for you and Patton...
Yes? As for me and Patton?
Well, I think the best thing to do in your case... The best thing to do from the point of view of Mr. Small and myself would be to put you and Mr. Patton out of the way for good. Yes, it seems to me that would be the best and only thing to do, Mr. Tracy. And we might just as well do it now.
Will Dick Tracy and Pat escape from the Mogul? Faced by pistols in the hands of both the Mogul and Dryden Small, they seem to have very little chance. And what about the Black Pearl? Will the Mogul keep it in his possession? Time will tell. But now it's time for our Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol meeting, brought to you by the makers of delicious, nourishing Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, shot from guns to give you quick energy like Dick Tracy's.
The meeting will now come to order. And boy, am I excited, aren't you, about those swell Dick Tracy secret rings, I mean?
I certainly am, Junior, and I have been ever since I saw them. In fact, I've got one myself. Look.
Gee, that looks great. You'd never know there was a secret compartment in it, would you?
Well, not unless you're in the know. That's a wonderful place to keep secret messages and notes. But another thing I like about this secret ring is the picture of Dick on it. You can be mighty proud to wear that ring, Junior.
I am, and I'm going to wear mine the rest of my life.
Well, you can. That ring is certainly made to last, and you can even adjust the size to fit your finger as you grow bigger.
Say, look at the way it shines in the light.
Well, that's because it's a fine gold-plated ring, Junior. And just think, every boy and girl can get one free.
So tell the fellas and girls how to get their Dick Tracy secret rings now, will you, Mr. Quaker Man?
All right. Well, now, here's all you do to get your Dick Tracy secret ring, boys and girls. Start eating delicious Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, the cereal shot from guns to give you trigger-fast energy. Then just tear the tops off five packages. mail the 5 box tops with your name and address printed on a plain piece of paper to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago.
Say, let's not forget those good-looking Dick Tracy bangle bracelets.
That's right. You girls can get a beautiful bangle bracelet as well as a Dick Tracy secret ring free. It's one of those smart new bracelets with pictures of Dick Tracy and Junior and a lucky four-leaf clover on the charm.
It's gold-plated, too, just like the secret ring.
And you just mail 5 Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops for the Dick Tracy bangle bracelet. State whether you want the secret ring or the Dick Tracy charm bracelet. Remember, you send 5 Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops for one of each to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago. So tear the tops off the packages of delicious, nourishing Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice as they're empty. And if there isn't one of those red and blue packages in your pantry now, ask Mother to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice at the grocer's. Look for the store that displays the Dick Tracy headquarters sign.
Calling all adventure fans. Calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at this time. That is all. All adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by. Dick Tracy is on the air.
Now, the makers of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those specially delicious quick energy cereals that are shot from guns, bring you another thrilling Dick Tracy adventure. Remember the sound of those big guns, boys and girls. It means trigger-fast food energy, the same kind of quick energy that helps keep Dick Tracy so alert and so physically fit. That's the way you like to be, isn't it? Especially if you want to be a good athlete. You need lots of the trigger-fast food energy that Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice can give you. Those two delicious cereals are especially easy to digest because they're shot from guns. And that's why thousands of active athletic boys, girls, and grown-ups have Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice for breakfast every day. So ask Mother to get you some of those delicious, quick-energy cereals from the grocer. Dick Tracy has been guarding the Black Pearl of Osiris, a relic which belongs to a religious Egyptian cult. Tracy has kept the pearl in the secret compartment of a ring given to him by Humi Batik, a high priest of the cult. While the police were searching for the Mogul, the head of a society of art thieves who want the pearl, the Mogul visited Pat Patton and hypnotized him. Pat, under the Mogul's spell, succeeded in getting the ring from Tracy. But the great detective knew something was wrong. He followed Pat and confronted the Mogul as Pat was giving him the ring. Unknown to Tracy, he too had been followed by Dryden Small, a henchman of the Mogul's. And as our last episode closed, Tracy and Pat were trapped, helpless, in the hands of these two arch criminals.
I think the best thing to do in your case, Tracy, the best thing to do from the point of view of Mr. Small and myself would be to put you and Mr. Patton out of the way for good. Yes, it seems to me that would be the best and only thing to do, Tracy. And we might as well do it now.
Wait a minute. You can't do that, Mogul.
And why not, Small? We've got these two just where we want them. We might as well get rid of them now.
That's all right for you to say. You've got one murder on your hands now, and they can't hang you twice. But it's different with me. I may be in trouble with the police, but I'm not wanted for murder. And that's what this would let me in for.
You're showing good sense at last, Small.
That's enough, Tracy. Small, I'll handle this. That'll let you out. And now, Tracy...
You forget I've got a gun, Mogul. Don't think I'm worried about Tracy, do you? But I am worried about myself. We've got the pearl and the ring, and that's what we're after. We're not going to kill Tracy and Patton.
Oh, you're a fool, Small. A cowardly fool.
Perhaps not so much of a fool as you think. Larceny is one thing, murder's another. Your car's standing at the curb. You've got the ring and the pearl. Let that be enough.
Well, I see it will have to be. All right, Tracy. Patton, just stand where you are. Don't move. I'll trouble you both for your gun.
What about it, Dick?
We've got to get him up, Pat.
All right. Small, get into the car and get it started while I keep these two covered. You're lucky, Tracy. If Small hadn't come along, you'd be dead by this time.
You forget. If Small hadn't come along, I have you by this time.
All right. Now don't move. One false move and I'll put a bullet into you. Goodbye, Tracy. This is the last time we'll meet, I hope.
Oh, but Dick, I couldn't sleep. I just had to wait up for you.
Well, that's all right, Junior. Go back to bed now and get some sleep.
Say, they caught Dryden Small and the McGull yet?
No, Junior, they haven't. We almost had one of them tonight. If it hadn't been for the other...
Hey, you've been guarding that Black Pearl for weeks. Now that it's gone, well, it doesn't seem to bother you at all.
It doesn't, Pat. Because the Black Pearl is still safe.
What? What was that?
Junior, let me have your secret ring a minute.
You mean the Black Pearl is...
The Black Pearl is in Junior's ring, Pat.
Here's the ring, Pat.
Yeah. You see?
Oh, Dick, that's marvelous. Dick, you think of everything, don't you?
When I spoke to you earlier this evening, I sensed there was something wrong with you, Pat. That you weren't yourself, that something had happened to you. I don't know whether you remember that before I gave you the ring, I stepped into the bedroom to see if Junior was getting ready for bed.
No, I don't remember, Dick. Just as the Mo girl said, I don't remember a thing that happened.
Well, it was then that I changed the pearl from my ring into Junior's. The Mo girl and Dryden Small have the secret ring, Pat. But they haven't got the Black Pearl.
And is that good news? Dick, you don't know what a load this takes off my mind.
Well, Mr. Tracy, indeed welcome.
Thank you, Batik. I've come to tell you that everything's been arranged. You sail tonight for home, and you'll have the Black Pearl of Osiris with you.
Well, that makes me so happy. And I owe all this to you, Mr. Tracy.
Forget it, Batik.
By the way, Mr. Tracy, I just noticed you are not wearing your ring.
No. No, I'm afraid my secret ring is now in the possession of the Mogul.
But the Black Pearl...
It's safe. Have no fear. I'll deliver it to you tonight on the boat. Your departure must be kept secret. I've arranged to have you taken aboard tonight.
But what of the Mogul and Dryden Small? You have still to catch them.
I'll catch them. Don't worry about that.
Perhaps I can help you, Mr. Tracy. You've done so much for me. Surely there is something I can do for you in return.
No, thanks just the same, Batik. Although I do appreciate your offer.
Well, perhaps at another time there will be another way in which I can help you. There must be. For I have determined to pay back the debt I owe you, Mr. Tracy. And someday I shall.
Ready to sail, Captain?
Any moment now, Mr. Tracy.
Good. Well, Batik, Pat and I will leave you now. I don't think anyone knows that you're freed from jail or that you're leaving for Egypt.
No. The fog tonight helped us get you aboard secretly, all right.
You have both been most kind. The young man, Dick Tracy Jr., I would have liked to say goodbye to him. You will remember me to him?
I certainly will, Batik. He's at home now. I don't like to keep him up too late.
About the Mogul and Small, do you know where they are? Have you had any word, any clue?
No, none as yet. But we're not going to let that discourage us. We're going to keep after them. We'll get them, I'm sure of that.
I hope so. However, I suppose it will not matter to me very much now. The Black Pearl is safe in this ring on my finger, and I am leaving for home.
Well, it will matter to us, Batik. You see, this Black Pearl of yours has uncovered another sort of crime. A racket involving, among other things, the stealing of art treasures and selling them to a few unscrupulous collectors.
And what do you intend to do about it, Mr. Tracy?
I'm going to put a stop to it, Batik. And my first move will be to get my hands on Dryden Small and the Mogul.
And you think they are responsible? That once you have them, the case will be closed, eh?
No, no, I'm afraid that'll only be the beginning. I'm convinced that this racket is not limited to these two or that it's just a local affair. It's national, perhaps international. I've discovered that many of these so-called art treasures have been sent here from abroad and distributed by the agents here in this country.
You think so?
We're ready to sail, Mr. Tracy.
Good. Well... Goodbye, Batik.
Ah, no, not goodbye, my friend. Only, as we say in Egyptian, mahu nahoni.
Say, what does that mean?
Well, it means auf Wiedersehen, au revoir, until we meet again. And so, mahu nahoni, my very dear friend.
You know, Dick, I'm going to miss that fellow Batik. I was getting to like him very much.
Yeah, so was I, Pat. I'm very glad things have turned out nicely for him. Batik's job is finished now. He's taking the Pearl of Osiris back to his people. I wish I could say the same about our job.
You mean we've still got to get hold of the Mogul and Dryden Small, huh?
Yes, yes, that for one thing.
Might have seen their faces when they opened that ring and found it didn't contain the black pearl. They don't know that the pearl itself is now on its way back to Egypt. Unless I miss my guess, Pat, they're wondering at this moment where the pearl is. They're planning to find out. Get it.
Josh, they certainly are a very slippery pair and managed to cover their tracks well. The boys have been unable to get one lead or clue as to their whereabouts.
What I'd like to know is, who's behind the Mogul? Who's the real power behind the throne?
Don't look at me. I can't even begin to guess, Dick. Are you sure there's someone else?
Oh, yes, yes, quite sure, Pat. Of course, I've nothing to go on, nothing concrete and tangible, but you and I have been in this business long enough, Pat, to know the signs. And I think the signs definitely point to agents higher up.
All of which means no rest for the weary, huh? Don't we ever get a break, Dick? Must a new case come right on the heels of an old one? Well, isn't there such a thing as a vacation, or shouldn't I ask?
Well, you can ask, all right. No harm in that. But until crime takes a holiday or a vacation, we have to stay right on the job. Policemen, Pat, can't be clock watchers or punch time cards.
That's right.
Well, here we are. Let's go upstairs and get to bed. That'll be a few hours of vacation, anyway.
Well, I've been routed out of bed before, Dick. So there isn't always a vacation either.
Open the door quietly, Pat. I don't want to waken Junior.
Okay.
Well, here we are. Snap on the light, Pat.
Right. Oh, I'm so tired, I think I could sleep for a week. Going right to bed, Dick?
No, I want to finish the last chapter of a book I'm reading.
Not a detective story, is it?
No. It's a textbook, Pat, on scientific investigation. You ought to read it. There's a lot of interesting data in it about analysis of fingerprints, dust, and other pieces of evidence you may have.
Yeah, well, some other time, perhaps. Tonight I'll leave all that to you. I'm going to bed.
Well, pleasant dreams, Pat. Don't wake you.
Don't worry, I won't. Dick!
Yes?
Come here, quick!
What is it, Pat? Something wrong?
I'll say there is. It's Junior. He's not here, Dick. He's gone.
What has happened to Junior? Has he become a victim of the Mogul and Dryden Small? And what can Dick Tracy do to save him? Well, we know he'll do everything he can. But here comes Dick Tracy now to take charge of the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol meeting. And the Quaker Oats Company, makers of delicious, nourishing Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, invite every wide-awake boy and girl to attend. The meeting will now come to order. All right, Dick, you're in charge.
Thank you, Mr. Quaker Man. I just want to tell all you boys and girls how happy I am at the great way you're sending in for Dick Tracy's secret ring.
I expected that the minute I saw the secret ring, didn't you, Dick?
Yes, but the boys and girls haven't seen it. You've really got to see it to appreciate it.
Yes, but we told them about the secret compartment, that it's exactly like the one you kept the Black Pearl of Osiris in.
Oh, yes, and we said it's plated with 14-karat gold, that it's adjustable to fit any size finger, and that it's a fine, heavy, well-made ring. But I still maintain that you've got to see that ring really to appreciate it.
Well, of course, the fact that there is an excellent picture of you on the signet wouldn't make the boys and girls want it either.
They'll want it in spite of that, Mr. Quakerman. That's a great ring, and I want every boy and girl to wear one.
So get your free Dick Tracy secret ring now. Just mail 5 Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops with your name and address on a plain piece of paper to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago.
And don't forget, you girls can be stylish and smart with a new gold-plated Dick Tracy bangle bracelet, as well as a Dick Tracy secret ring.
It's a beauty, girls. The charms show pictures of Dick Tracy and Junior and a lucky four-leaf clover. It's free, too, just like the secret ring. You send 5 Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops for the Dick Tracy bracelet and 5 Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops for the secret ring to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago. Enclose your name and address printed on a plain piece of paper and state whether you want the ring, the bracelet, or both.
And don't wait until they're all gone, boys and girls.
Look in the pantry to see if there's a package of delicious, quick-energy Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice there now. Tear off the box top as soon as it's empty. And if there isn't any, ask Mother to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice from the grocer. look for the store that displays the Dick Tracy Headquarters sign. Remember, there'll be a secret code message in tomorrow's adventure. So be sure to have your pencil and paper ready when you tune in on Dick Tracy.
Calling all adventure fans. Calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at this same time. That is all.
Welcome back. Well, I was thinking about this, and technically, once Dryden went away, it seems like the Mogul could have killed Tracy and Patton, but apparently decided that he was going to, you know, stick to his word. And I suppose that Dryden would have found out if Dick Tracy had been murdered. That would have been big news in this universe. Now, the plot with the ring itself appears to be resolved at this point. Obviously, something could happen as it's being sent back, but for now, it does appear to be resolved. And this can feel maybe a little bit anticlimactic, but I think that they're modeling this aspect on the newspaper strip, which would have some endings like that, where not everything gets tied up neatly all at once. There is still an element that Dick and friends have to investigate, and which they ultimately do come back to, which in some ways is more realistic to, you know, what police actually do than any other detective program. And that is a challenge since we don't have all of the episodes from 1938. So we do have at least some plot points resolved here, even though we do have some others opened up. And we do have a little bit more to go in this block of programs, but it's not going to end, you know, perfectly neatly, just because that's not how the show was written. Alright, well, we turn now to listener comments and feedback now. Bill writes in, first of all, regarding the episode, Agent is Murdered Going After the Ring. Hi, Adam. You mentioned the dash-mounted rearview mirror in your commentary, and as a car buff, I can tell you that they were common up to the 1960s. I believe the 1960 full-size Plymouth were the last to have them, but there might have been a few others. Also, it was fun to hear the term Effendi again. It brought back memories of Rocky Jordan. Thanks. And he also had an interesting bit of information regarding the Dick Tracy movie that we played on Video Theater. I finally got around to viewing this, and I liked it. Maybe when this was made, the motive wasn't so obvious, but I figured it out as soon as 14 was mentioned. A bit of trivia, the building used as City Hall was the same building he used as Chief Ironside's headquarters. Well, thanks so much for the note on that, Bill. And we're going to get back to the Dick Tracy movie series in October. We have something else. I'll tell you what it is on Saturday. But we have something else we'll be bringing you this month, but we'll get back to it in October and November, and even then finish it up in January, because it is a pretty fun series. Thanks so much for the comment, Bill. And also, we do have an email here. This one comes in from Steve. And he writes in, one of the things that amused me in the most recent Dick Tracy episodes is that Dick wouldn't let Junior eat lobster because it was too hard on his young system. Being from Nova Scotia on Canada's Atlantic coast, I know that in rural areas, you could always tell which families were poor. In poor families, the children had lobster sandwiches for school lunches, while richer families had bologna. Poor families couldn't afford to buy store-bought products like bologna, so they had lobster fished by their fathers. That is definitely something unique to that area that I didn't know about. Thanks so much for sharing, Steve. And I do want to go ahead, and as we wrap up, I want to remind everyone you can become a Patreon supporter, patreon.greatdetectives.net, for as little as $2 per month. And I do want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day now. Thank you to Sergey, Patreon supporter since May, currently supporting us at the Shamus level of $4 per month or more. Thanks so much for your support. And that's all for now. Join us back here tomorrow for The Man Called X. We'll be back next Tuesday with another episode of Dick Tracy. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.